Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev on Stage, with the lovely and luxurious...
I didn't know you were doing that right now.
Miss Kev on Stage. I love you. She's my wife, whom I love dearly. Today, on the podcast, we are talking about husbands with wandering eyes. If you can't see me right now, I'm wearing a blindfold because I don't have no wandering eye, do I, Liz? I only have eyes for you.
Oh, I can't think of his name in the Bible that was blind.
Bartimaeus.
Blind Bartimaeus.
I'm Bartimaeus when it comes to other women. I don't see no other woman. You got your booty on the sink? I don't see your Instagram. I'm blind. Before we kick it off, our kids are more than likely going to go away for the summer. June, July, bits of August. If you want to book us.
Not really August, June and July.
If you want to book us for your marriage seminars, retreats, conferences, hit us up, kevonstage@gmail.com or other parts of the year. We'll maybe make it work a couple times in the year. Let's get started.
He always be over it. See, this is what happened, people. We agreed before we talked that we're going to like introduce the idea of possibly booking. And I say, during the summer while the boys are gone, he adds on an additional month. And then... you start talking about through the year. That's not what we agreed to.
Not through the year. What are you talking about, Kevin? June and July only. People. All my senses are heightened now because I'm blind for you, girl.
I still see your beauty, though.
All right, let's kick it off.
So, I want you to take that off.
No, I'm blind.
You're going to keep it on the whole entire turn?
Yes, I'm Bartimaeus.
Okay, so today's episode, we're going to talk about men playing, that's disrespectful, men having a wandering eye. Yes.
Somebody emailed us. Did somebody email us at this, or we just thought about
it? No.
Oh, you were talking about it at work.
Yeah. I was talking to one of my coworkers yesterday, and they were giving me a hard time, actually, or not a hard time, but they were just kind of talking about... the way I always come to work and I'm always dressed up, whatever. And I actually kind of just told them my story, which I just shared on the Women Only episode, and how I got to be who I am today and that I wasn't always this way. And so now I do take the time to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then that led into, we started talking about, I always say the Beyonce, what is the Beyonce song? I just want to be the girl you like. I can't think of what the song is, but that lyric's in it. And that's always how I feel. I just really want to be the girl Kevin likes.
Oh, and, so sweet.
And so that led into us talking about insecurity. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that sometimes she experiences insecurity when she's with her boyfriend. And she catches him looking at other women while she is right there. And so we went into that whole bit. And so I told Kevin I thought that'd be an interesting topic because I do know... obviously, men are more visual than women, and they do look. And I'm going to be honest, don't come for me in my comments, please, again. But I check women out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all are bad. And, you know, I check women out all the time. So I know if I'm doing it, and men are far more visual than women.
Do you check men out?
Are definitely doing. I don't think I check men out. I definitely, not like that. You notice a man. But I feel like for a woman, I might, like, stop and stare and, like, study.
Stop and stare. Yeah.
I don't think I
study?
Do that with
men. What are you looking for? What are you looking at?
It depends on what it is. Like, if she has a nice body, then I'm like, dang, how she got all that? if she has a nice outfit on, you know, I could be studying how she put that together. If she has nice shoes on, if she has a pretty face, I could be like, Jesus, why you had to give her that is such a beautiful face.
Are you hating or congratulating?
No, I'm definitely congratulating.
Cause admiring the competition?
No, I don't consider them competition.
Oh,
No, I don't mean that in like who gonna check me, boo, but I just mean it like I really don't consider them competition in that sense, but you know, I definitely will be like, oh, boo, you cute. I might stop you and be like, girl, you did that. And that's real life. I don't necessarily. Now, that's not to say that sometimes looking at them might not feed into my own insecurities.
Right.
Which is the conversation I was having with my coworker yesterday, and that part of the reason I get dressed up is because when I'm going in the mall and I see a bad chick and I'm thinking, and I might think, dang, she's cute. Kevin might think she's cute. And I'm walking out the house looking like, who did it and why?
I don't see no bad chicks. I'm blind.
You a lie. What did she say? You a dirty lie.
You's a dirty lie. I'm blind. All I see is you, boo. All I see is you.
Oh, I was going to say cute, JT.
Have you ever caught me checking on
another woman? Can you turn this off? I can't take you serious with this on your face.
I'm making a point. This is how serious life is to me. If I was blind, would you still love me?
No.
I would still love you.
I said that so fast and so quick. Huh?
I would still love you if I was blind.
You're so sweet.
If you was blind. Did you have eyes, though? It would be weird if your eyeballs were out. Let's just wear sunglasses if you got to be blind. Or get the Ray Charles, your eyes are always closed, look. Shut up. Don't be having the open eyes and fluttering and stuff. I don't want to be like,
shut up.
Hey, girl, you're fluttering all over the place. Your glasses are off.
You're being rude.
To who? Blind people, they ain't watching this video. Interestingly enough, this is interesting to me. You said that you check out women. However, if your husband checks out women, that makes you feel insecure.
No, and sometimes checking out women can make me insecure.
Without anything to do with me.
Yeah, because if they're cute, you just be like, dang.
Well, I don't know, I got that.
How you come out with all of that?
But you're good looking, though. You think they might be thinking the same thing about you?
But everybody has their own insecurity.
Yeah.
I feel like the only thing another woman may look at me about, because I get it all the time, is just because I'm thin. And I don't really do nothing to maintain.
You got a little booty.
Boy, bye.
You got a little booty on the back.
Can you hush?
You got a little booty on the back.
Hush, go ahead.
You ain't got no booty on the back. Put that sundress on. It's almost summertime.
Can you take this off?
I feel like people will look at you and be like, she's pretty also.
That's just not
outside
the point.
Of being thin.
Okay, that's just not the point.
She's pretty okay. And she dresses well.
Okay, that's just not the point here.
What's the point? What's the point?
I forgot the point now.
Have you ever seen me looking at a woman?
No. But that doesn't mean I don't believe it occurs.
So what do you think when you're not around, I'm just out here gazing and gawking?
I don't know what you're doing because I never caught you.
Are you giving me license to look?
Absolutely not.
But you said, you assume that I'm looking.
I assume that you're looking. That doesn't mean I want you to or, and like, if I caught you looking, I would probably say something because I do feel like if you're like gawking and staring, that's disrespectful. And that does feed into a woman's insecurity, especially if she catches you doing it. That's why a man should be more like aware. You got me all off track. I had a like specific point I wanted to make and you just be taking me all around Mulberry
Bush. Okay, make your specific point.
The point is this.
Okay.
Women have insecurity. And when they catch their man checking out a woman, especially if she feels like the woman has what it is she doesn't, or what she feels like she needs to work on, then that will feed her insecurity.
That makes total sense. Is that the only point you wanted to make?
Yes.
I feel like, I feel like as a man, okay, so you said yourself that you get up and you get dressed because you want to be the girl that I like, right? So by being the girl that I like, you're also going to be the girl that another guy likes. So, so the point I'm trying to make is that's what makes it hard for men, I guess, is women are trying to outdo other women and trying to be look good for their man or just trying to be seen. And men are visual creatures. So I don't want to say it's second nature, but I do think you're out here just walking and you see an attractive woman, you'll notice. But I think your wife or girlfriend won't be mad at the notice. They'll be mad at the notice they'll forgive. The look they might understand. The stare is unforgivable.
Yeah.
Right?
But if you notice, okay, you can notice, mm-hmm. but if you notice to a point where I'm noticing you're noticing,
then you're looking and or staring.
Yes, and that's, okay, then, okay, I see your
point. A notice is a glance.
Yeah, okay.
Because you see, okay, we're walking in the mall. Mall's a perfect example. We're walking in the mall, you see a girl come out of the store, walking across you, boom. It's like RoboCop. You see it, the point.
Yeah, but then you gotta burn your eyes. You're looking out of your peripheral vision.
Yeah.
I don't catch peripheral vision lookingness.
Right.
I do catch turn head lookingness.
Yes.
We got a problem.
That means he's went from glance to assess.
Yes, assessing is wrong.
Assessing is
wrong. Because men are visual and we know that.
Yeah. But here's how y'all mess up. Y'all be making it hard for us. You'll get your phone. You see how I did that without even seeing? Be like, oh, look at this girl. What you think? And then we'd be like,
I don't do that.
You do that! You do that! Well, she's cute. And then show me. What am I supposed to say? Now you put me on the spot. And then I'd be like, nah, she ain't that cute. Now you're lying. And I do. She is cute. Oh, she's cute.
I don't do you like that, though.
So we're going to lie now on the podcast?
Do I do you, but do I do the, oh, now she's cute?
You don't do that.
Okay.
But you do put it in my face.
Okay, I will agree with that.
Why would you do that anyway?
I don't know. Sometimes girls just be cute.
But don't put it in my face.
Okay, I won't.
It's already a struggle for me. It ain't really a struggle for me. I feel like I'm a little bit,
Do you work at it, though?
I absolutely do.
Well, then that's why. The thing is, you have, like, for the men, okay, Kev, this is your opportunity to help the men.
I'm about to help the men.
You can't help.
Here's how I help the men.
Help 2.0. Catch that. Eric Campbell.
I love God. Do you love God?
What's up? Oh, you.
Hey. I love. Here's men. Okay, here's the key. Look at me. The key to not having a wandering eye when you're with your girl is to monitor your eye when you're not with your girl. Mm. When you're out at the mall and you're looking alone and you're just like, oh, look at the butt on that. Look at the boobs on that. Then you're just training your eye. So then when you're walking down the street, your second nature is to be like, oh, look at the butt on that. Look at the on
that. Why are you doing this voice?
That's how we think in our head. So it's like integrity. Integrity says doing the right thing when no one else is looking. And that's how you train yourself. So I try to be...
That's good, Kev. Say your integrity again.
Integrity is doing the right thing when no one else is looking.
Men, so, where's your integrity?
Yeah. So if you spend all your time gawking while you're not with your girl, you're going to be... It's going to be hard to...
train your eye when she's
around. Train your eye when she's around. Because here's the problem, Liz. This is the problem. To a man who's looking really hard, he doesn't even notice he's looking that hard. Mm-hmm. That's why your girlfriend and wife is mad. Because she notices before you notice. By the time she's popping you, like, what you looking at? You're like, oh, what, huh? You look too hard if she notices.
Absolutely. And it's disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
You have your wife, your girlfriend, your whomever on your arm, and you feel the need to be looking at other girls. That's disrespectful.
It is. I was talking to a friend of mine about this. He has a very, crazy mindset about what men should be able to do. But I thought about this. It's like you're driving your car and we got decent cars, but we don't have like Range Rovers and stuff. And you're with your girl in your car and you see like a Lamborghini or Ferrari or something like that. And you notice it. And that doesn't mean you want to buy it, doesn't mean you want to drive it. You just be like, man, that's a nice car. And then you go on about your business. And it's the same thing men are doing with the girl, but when you do that to your girl, she feels like she's not good enough.
Right. And actually, that's exactly what you're reinforcing, especially if the girl you're looking at, first of all, if she looks nothing like me, automatically, I'm going to feel some type of way.
Really?
Yes. Because it's like, oh, is that what you like?
So if I look at a light-skinned, I don't know, tall girl, with long hair.
I might be feeling some type of way. Because I'm like, that she's like the exact opposite of like of me, so.
So, if I look at a girl who's dark skinned with short hair, would you be like, well, at least she looks like me? Or would you feel the same?
I would feel the same. There's no winning here. There's no winning here. But I will feel some type of way. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, she doesn't even look like me. That's what you're attracted to? Because she looks nothing like me. But then if she looks like me, I'm like,
You know what else you have to
decide? Hold on, I'm not done.
Okay.
Then, you always be interrupting me, making me lose my train of thought. No, I wasn't then. And then, the thing is, if she, even if she does look like, okay, let's say she's like, you know, brown tone, short hair, whatever, but she's in better shape,
mm-hmm.
or bigger boot, whatever. Then I'm gonna feel some type of way about it because I know what I have, what I don't have. So then you start feeling some type of way about that. That's what I'm saying. There's no winning here. So really, men, really, you just got to train your eye not to look because you don't want to reinforce any insecurity that already exists.
So is there anything I can do that makes you feel secure to where that wouldn't bother you, or does it matter how?
No, I don't. I think the most insecure woman in the world would not appreciate her man looking at another woman. Period. Point blank.
Okay.
Even if, and men, and I understand, like, men are always saying, or men have said, like, I'm just looking, and I'm not really gonna, you know, go buy, using your car analogy, I'm not really gonna go out and do something, I'm not really gonna go cheat on you, but it doesn't, like, the damage is done long before the cheating is even done.
Yeah.
Because you're reinforcing, again, insecurity, and women are just, like, we have so much to compete with.
Right.
You know, and especially with, if we've had kids, now our bodies have changed. Like, we're not 25. We right. don't have a 25-year-old body. So, you know, you'd be feeling some type of way, man. Y'all gotta get that together. Men don't know, man. You gotta, and that's actually going back to my Women Only episode, because some men, you can't change that. Like, you could nag them to death, and maybe it's not something that they'll ever change, but you have to do things like go out the house looking good to yourself. So at least, because in my mind, if you're going to check out another woman, I still need you to look to your right and be like, but my chick bad. Like, I still want to feel like you have that, you know, you can always come back to that. I don't need you looking at a dime piece over there and looking at me like,
use a nickel.
Okay.
My chick bad.
Whatever.
My shit.
The point is that y'all be messing up. That's the problem.
So you don't ever look at men? Women don't look at men and men feel insecure? Men
with muscles?
Yeah. That happens. You don't think that happens?
Can you see my face through there?
No, I can't see your face. Tell about the time we was group chatting with Shari and Sharice and you put a picture of Nick Jonas with no shirt on there. You think that makes me feel secure?
Do
I got abs?
No.
Got abs?
No, you do not. We talked about this and I won't do that. Because I really didn't know. But honestly, Honestly, I do that because I don't want you to feel like I'm doing something on the side with them.
I would rather you do it on the side. I got to look in the mirror at mad boobs and a belly. And for you to be like, girl, did you see Nick Jonas? He ain't no baby no more.
I didn't say that. No, Shari said that part.
Maybe Shari said it, but she was like, ooh, girl. Emoji, emoji. And it's just me, you, and two other girls in the group chat. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to feel? When you gawking over... I have never in our marriage ever put Celebrity X in a bikini and be like, oh, man, you see Celebrity X?
I will totally own that. That is a double standard.
Yeah, it is. And you was wrong for that. And it made me feel bad about myself.
I totally own that.
And I got to look in the mirror at this. And then I didn't even work out the next day. I said, you know what? I ain't going to be Nick Jonas today anyway.
Okay.
No, I'm going to soak this in.
What you're not going to do is say you didn't work out the next day when you probably didn't work out the day before either.
Oh, now I'm just lazy because I ain't Nick Jonas. This happened today.
What happened today?
Lenny Kravitz.
No, that was different. No, that wasn't gawky.
Did you put Lenny Kravitz in the group chat?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, Shari did.
We gotta talk to Charlotte.
Okay,
because Lenny Kravitz was in the group chat. Okay, with we, abs. I am going. No, excuse look me, at Lenny. Sir. He's 50. Black don't crack.
Yes,
abs,
exactly.
Abs, abs.
That was the conversation. Was about black. I'm.
He could have been black don't crack with a shirt on.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's not what she. Okay, I'm gonna read this. I'm gonna read this to you guys. Shari, matter of fact, I'm gonna make sure they text. Actually, they listen to the podcast. Shari, my friend, Lenny Kravitz at 50? ! Dang. It's a picture of him. Can I post the? Can I put it up to the camera, Kev, and they'll see it?
No.
Oh, well, it's a picture.
Just
of him.
Look it up.
So I said, "Wow, he looks good." Meaning,
boom.
No.
He looks good.
No, sir. Excuse me. Meaning, he looks good at 50.
You didn't say, "Wow, he looks good for a 50-year-old man."
Excuse me, Lenny Kravitz
wow,
at
he
50.
Looks good.
The context here is at 50. Okay.
But if you're insecure,
so
obviously, is Lenny Kravitz looks good.
I know, right? I would never have guessed he was 50 in that picture. I said, "Never ever." Black folks age so gracefully.
So don't now he's grateful.
And
now
I am
he's
grateful.
Now he's graceful.
See what I'm talking about? We can't maybe just be messing up. I will owe excuse me, sir. We're gonna take it back. I will own Nick Jonas. 100%. I will own it. Lenny Kravitz.
And Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
The Calvin Klein ad.
Okay, we'll own Justin Bieber too.
Don't huff and puff.
What we won't do.
Don't huff and puff.
What we won't do is make this Lenny Kravitz thing a thing about his abs when it was about him being 50 years old
but
and black don't crack.
In the picture. But you didn't send the picture, so I'm not going to hold that against you. Even though you said, "Dang, he looks good." So I'm just
I'm trying to tell you, looks good.
Is the same way you say men be messing up, so do women.
No, women don't be messing up as much as men.
But they be messing up.
And I will own my part in aiding in any insecurity that you may have.
Thank you. Because you have a nice body. I don't. Here?
I can't think you're serious. Right?
You had two kids and still got abs if you flex.
I cannot take
I ain't had two kids. What's the next point? Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about.
We don't have any other point.
I wanted to talk about this.
Okay, what do you want to talk
wandering
about?
Wandering eye in public and, like, passing is not... I mean, it's a big deal, but it's, you know, not as big of a deal as wandering eye at work. That's where the real danger is.
Wait, I think you said it backwards.
Oh, no, I didn't. The wandering eye in passing. I see a good...
Oh, yeah, you did say it right. Okay.
Yeah, that's not as dangerous as the wandering eye at work when you're not around. That's where the real danger starts. Because you got to see this person every day. Because imagine just how you go to work looking good every day and all that stuff. And there's another girl that goes to work that works with me or works with whoever's husband out there. And she goes to work looking good too. And that's the guy, I mean, that's the girl you stare at every day, all day at work. And then what happens is first you stare, then it's a compliment. A compliment with no, you know, bad stuff. And it's a little more, and it's a little more, then you cross the line, and that's how you can go down the line. So if you can't keep it in check at the mall, at the beach, you know, at the Las Vegas Strip, then you won't have trouble in the conference room at the company potluck when your girl ain't around. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And the same for women. Be having work husbands and stuff. You heard of that phrase?
I have, actually.
Work husband and work wife?
Yeah.
I wish you would ever in your life say, I got a work husband.
Charisse. When I worked at the bank, Andrea mm-hmm. and Matt, I think you remember them.
Yeah.
They were work husband and wife.
And wasn't she married?
At the time, she wasn't. Actually, at the time, neither one of them. They eventually both got married. But I was their work kid because we had all worked together for so long.
Let me tell you right now. If I ever come to your job with some flowers and like, "Oh, your real husband brought these last time he was a work husband," we got problems. You don't got no work husband. Ain't no work husband. And I ain't got no work wife. I got co-workers, cuz I wish an N-word would.
So we're going
to
close today.
No! Be her work husband, cuz!
Who are you talking to?
Whoever's listening. Thinking you're going to bring her a bowl of corn chowder.
Corn chowder.
Not today. Not while I live and breathe. On Crip and Blood. Are we closing? What we learned? Are you making a sign and showing them that?
No.
Yes, you did. I knew it. Even with a blindfold on, I knew it. I knew you were apologizing. And you was apologizing. What we learned, Liz?
We ain't learned nothing. We learned that you're a bit crazy.
Wandering eyes makes your girlfriend feel insecure. Makes her feel wife or girlfriend. Girlfriend and wife. Makes your wife feel insecure. Makes her feel less than. Can lead to more dangerous feelings. And so does celebrity love. In the group chat. Nick Jonas. I can't even listen to Nick Jonas music now. I still get jealous. Nick.
I do like this.
Tell me why you have to post his pic at all. God, his abs looking okay, right at me.
And women, don't do your double standard.
No, don't be a double standard.
Don't be a double standard. I own my double standard.
Yeah.
I said I wouldn't do it again, and I haven't.
You haven't. You're right. Because men have feelings too, and we be insecure. Y'all be trying to act like men are so hard and strong, and we don't have feelings, and we don't go through the same thing. Let me tell you something. Men are just as insecure as women, but we're in a worse position because when we admit that, we seem weak. So we just hide the fact that we have insecurities and feelings because if we were to express it, then we come across as weak men. So we have less of ability to deal with it.
Do you need a 4 men only episode?
No. I was talking with this about a friend with this to a friend of mine. We go through breakups and problems and all that stuff, but we can't talk to our boys about it because our boys be like, man, quit crying. We can't talk to y'all about it, so we think because y'all think we're weak, so we just suck it in.
Don't suck it in. Release.
We can't because it's taboo for men to be in touch with their feelings. Yes, it is.
Release.
You are not considered manly and strong if you are also in touch with and or expressing your feelings.
Is that per Dame Dash? Or?
No, that's per manhood.
That sounds like Damon Dash.
No, it's not. I'm trying to tell you, you can ask any man listening if he feels comfortable telling his wife. You know how hard it is for a man to say, you hurt my feelings? Mm. We get our feelings hurt, and then it's so hard for us to say, you know what? That hurt my feelings. We'll lash out, we'll cuss you out, we'll call you names, we'll get back at you. But a woman can say, you know what? You said that, and that hurt my feelings. A man can't as easily say, you know what? When you did that, that hurt my feelings, and I didn't appreciate that. I would like you to apologize. We seem weak when we do that. So we don't do that. So we just be walking around with our feelings.
Do you seem weak to other men? I feel like I wouldn't feel like you were weak if you said that to me. I would feel really bad.
I don't think... Well, one, you... To other men, it's different because another man doesn't have... No. Another man doesn't have to be around for you to feel weak around other men.
Huh?
Another man doesn't have to be around for you to feel weak around other men.
Make that make sense.
Because you don't have... You just gotta feel like, man, that might sound weak. Like, even if my boys ever even heard me thinking like that or saying that. Or, what's more dangerous, she might go tell her girlfriends I'm weak. Because he said he had hurt feelings. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that prevents us all. But I think what's more dangerous between our boys and the feeling that we come across as weak to you, which keeps men from doing anything or saying anything with their
friends. Do you not say stuff to me for fear of looking weak?
Absolutely.
Now that you're saying this, I recall a conversation we had about something that was going on with your job, and I told you, say this, say this, say that, and you're like, no, I can't say that because I'll feel all pure weak.
Absolutely.
Remember, do you remember?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about right now. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, I'm not getting specifics. and I remember thinking, actually, no, I don't think you'll feel seem weak. I think you'll just be being honest. And
if I were a woman, I probably would have said something. But as a man, nope. Because here's the thing. Here's the risk you run with a man. Once you come across weak, you can't then gain your strength back.
Mm-hmm.
In the eyes of that person who thinks you're weak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather bottle... I mean, luckily I have you to tell these things about or whatever. But everybody doesn't have you. Everybody doesn't feel that common with your wife. I remember one time early in our marriage... I don't know if you remember this. This was like...
My memory's not like this. I probably don't, but let's try it.
This is when our apartment was in the dungeon.
Oh,
yeah. Or in our first house, early. But I was so frustrated with what either you were doing or saying or where the way something was going, I was crying at the window. I was looking out the window and crying. And I was more like not crying out of a week, but I was just so frustrated. I'm one of those people, you are too. When you get really frustrated and angry and mad, you cry.
Mm-hmm. Do I really need you to take your thing off?
No.
No, because you're really being serious and I need to see your face.
You can see my face.
Kev, no, I need to see your eyes, Kev. It's very distracting. Thank you.
It's bright. Anyway, I was looking out the window and I was crying. You remember this?
No.
And I was like, I'll never do that again. I would never open myself up that bad and be letting you see me cry like that. And I don't think I've cried like that since.
Not church?
No, I mean, church is different. That's for the Lord. I cry for God. But I'm talking about relationship-wise.
What was the circumstance? You don't remember? What house was it? And you said the dungeon or the house, but we had an apartment in between there.
So I know. They're all blurring together.
I don't remember.
And I don't remember the circumstances. But I just remember I was so frustrated with you. I was crying. I was angry. And I was like, as I was crying, I was like, oh, I can't do that anymore. I can't cry.
Yeah, but you know, that's a problem. Because then men don't release. How long are we?
30 minutes.
Man, we're way off topic. But,
it's okay.
Men don't release their feelings, and then they just blow up.
We release our feelings, but not in the way that we should.
How do you release it?
We release them in the wrong way. We lash out. We shut down. We do other stuff. We sometimes, you know, men have cheated on their wife because their feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
Like we don't know how to cope with stuff, so we just do something. It's like I said, it's very difficult for us to say this is bothering me, this is that. But you also still have that pent up anger and all that, and then you just go and do something.
So how do you channel it to release it correctly, or not correctly, but release it in a more productive way?
I don't think we often know how. I don't think we have good coping mechanisms.
So do you have one?
I think I'm in a good place now, in a better place now.
So you don't have to cry out the window. Let's just take a time out, though, because I don't want to hurt your feelings. But I just need a time out. So don't want to give it against me. You're so dramatic. Like, the fact that you even, like, not the fact that you were crying. Because that's, whatever I did, I'm sorry, for 10 years ago, whatever it was. But the fact that in your memory is that you were crying out the window.
I was crying and looking out the window.
That's so... like
when you say that I'm dramatic, when you say I'm dramatic like that, it makes me feel like my feelings aren't valid.
No, I'm sorry that I just
said. You're just messing up. You talking about me messing up? All you did today in this podcast is mess up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I be having real stuff, and you just be like, "You're so dramatic," and then I'd be like, "I don't be dramatic."
No, I didn't say your cries were dramatic.
You say I'm a dramatic person.
No, you are dramatic though.
But that doesn't that feel like that could be lessening of my feelings?
Because no, so listen to what I'm saying. Using back to this example of you crying, I didn't say I apologize now for 10 years ago, 11 years ago, whatever the case may be, whatever it was. But and I didn't say that your tears were dramatic. Like, it wasn't that you were crying over something I did and you made it dramatic, like a bigger deal type of dramatic.
Right.
But like you're very like dramatic, like what's the right word I'm trying to think of, like. Cinematography type dramatic, like when
I'm
say
a creative person,
and that's where I feel like the drama comes in. It's more drama,
but I don't. But here's the problem,
Kev. How I imagine you out the window with like a single tear, like not like regular people can just like, okay, I'm gonna go and be sad and go cry somewhere. No, you have to go to a window. It was probably raining outside. And, like, tears are streaming down your face. That's drama.
Okay. Very well could be true. Here's what you're not understanding, though, Kaz. If I'm a creative person and an eccentric, this is what makes me a comedian, this is what makes me an actor, that's not something you can just turn off when you have feelings. I can't just be like, oh, comedy, personality, ingenuity. These are my feelings. This is how I feel. I can't do that. So you got to take the drama and know that.
But even that was drama.
That's, I can't help it.
Because you're like, drama, drama. This is how you feel.
I can't help it. I am who I am. I shed what I shed.
I'm not trying to change you, but sometimes...
You need to understand me, though.
I do understand
you. No, because you keep saying I'm dramatic, and I'm not being extra dramatic.
No, I understand that in you being you is drama.
Right. But you need to understand that if I was a regular person, then they would have come out regularly. Like, if you deal with somebody who has a bad temper, you know, like, okay, this is just their temper, blah, blah, blah. I do know that. But you be, like, brushing my... You be brushing me under the table.
No, I don't think I brush you under the table. Because, again, I don't say that your feelings are drama. It's just sometimes dramatic. It's just sometimes the way in which you express them sometimes is very... Sometimes I feel like, seriously, that you, like, take scenes out of a movie and then reenact them for your life.
You just don't understand me. Somewhere over the rainbow.
That's what I'm talking about, but now you're doing it on purpose. Dreams come true. That's what you do in real life, Kev.
Once was a lullaby. Somewhere out so there.
Stop your Kobe. How do you feel right now? Do you feel like I'm invalidating your
yes.
Voice? I'm sorry.
You don't mean that.
I do mean
you
that.
You are smiling a lot.
No, I do. It's because I have braces.
Because you have braces? That's the most hilarious thing you've ever said. I'm smiling out because I have braces, not because I'm invalidating your feelings. Lately, you've been pushed. You perfect example.
Okay, give it.
You know what I'm about to say?
No.
I'm gonna give you two examples.
Okay, just give me one.
No, I'm gonna give you two. This podcast is off the wandering eye, but if you're still listening, you're in for a treat. Lately, I'll give you two examples. Las Vegas.
Okay.
We had booked hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Playmakers booked hotel. And then Jay's wife couldn't come.
Right.
And then Shari and Sharice couldn't come.
Right.
So when they found out that you went, when you found out they couldn't come, you were like, Kev, I'm not going. It can be a boys' weekend. Remember this?
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you not going? Just because Shari and Sharice are there, I wanted to go and be there with you. And you were like, nah, it can be boys. And they're not going. I don't want to go. So I was like, nah, you're pushing me away. Oh, you're being dramatic. Then.
Wait, time out.
No.
Remember your second example.
I know it.
Okay,
no.
So.
Why do I have to stop?
Because I want you to. You need to stop. Just hold on a second. I need to interject. First of all, what you don't understand is that being the only wife with you, Jay, and Aunt, it's not fun for me. At all. 3 days with the three of you performing, doing whatever you're going to do, that's not fun for me.
Well, here's what you didn't understand. Audrey wasn't not going to go until you said you weren't going
to
go.
No. You said that she wasn't going to go because she had to go to the field.
No, not at first. At first.
She volunteered to go to the field?
No. She ended up having to go to the field later anyway. But the reason she finally said no, because Jay said... Jay told me that you said you weren't going. Tam wasn't going to go.
Yeah.
Shari and Sharice. So Aunt is, we're texting in our group chat.
Yeah.
So Aunt's get the knowledge that nobody else is going. It would have been just us three and his wife. So he told her that and then she was like, I don't want to go either.
So then when I do it, it's not okay.
Right. No, because when you did it, it wasn't going to just be you. It was going to go from Shari, Sharice, Tam, Jay, me, you, and Audrey. To Jay, me, you,
okay, but Adrienne. You have to edit this next part out.
Why? Just don't say it.
Okay.
So it's going to go from 8 people to 5 people. And then you said you didn't want to go anymore.
Right.
And then, example number 2, the Reed. The Reed was playing live in L.A.
Oh, right.
Now, mind you, I don't even listen to the Reed.
I know. I knew you weren't interested in going, though.
I don't care about the Reed. But you were like, Kev, the Reed is coming to L.A. I want to go. Let's go together. I was like...
Wait, is that what I said?
Yes. Okay. And I was like, fine. You know, this ain't my thing. But if you want to go, we'll go out and make it a night for us too. I was like, cool. The next thing you say, Shari and Sharice is coming, Kev. We're going to the read. We don't need you to come. And I said, you know what? Lately, I've been feeling like you've been pushing me away. What did you say? You're dramatic.
Wait, because even the way you just explained that story is dramatic.
How?
Let me see if I can find these text messages. The next text I get is, we don't need you to go. That's what I said. That's what I text you.
Something along those
exactly.
lines.
Exactly. Dramatic.
That's not your dramatic.
I promise you that's not what I said.
You said something.
No.
Bottom line was.
No. Bottom line and what I said are different. The bottom line is, Kev, I know you're not interested in seeing the read. Sharp. No. Yes, I do.
No. That's not true. But I mean, that is true. Yeah. But that's not what I was about to say.
Okay. So, Shari said, oh, I should come out. And I was like, cool, let's do it. Kev really doesn't want to go anyway. But it wasn't like, let me see if I can find these text messages.
But the point is.
No, because even in you telling the story is a lot of drama that's not there.
It is the way I feel.
Yeah.
It's in the way I feel.
Which is, you interpret these stories. So, and that's why I say you're dramatic. It's not in your feeling. It's in this interpretation of how things went down. That is just so over the top.
I don't think it's all over the top.
Kev, I text you.
Bottom line, you essentially said Shari and them is coming. It's going to be a girl's night out now. Something along those lines.
Let me see if I can find these texts. Hold, please.
It's going to be down there a lot. Because that was
how long
a while ago.
Was it?
And then I was like, man, then Shari and them was like, shut up, Kev. Is your little feelings hurt?
I gotta find it.
What are you trying to find? Is just so you can read it verbatim?
Yes.
Verbatim don't matter. All that matters is how I feel about it. That's the absolute truth.
That's where I say you're being dramatic.
But that was two instances where I felt like you were pushing me away. And you were like, I ain't pushing you away. You're being dramatic.
Yeah, okay. But let's go back to the Vegas thing. I think that it is... listen, we're just talking right now.
That's all we ever do on the podcast.
Yeah, but now we're just trying to work through our own problems. Kev, what you failed, I go with you to places. And then I'm just there.
But, okay, so...
That's not fun.
Here's the thing, though. You never said that until right now. About Vegas? About Vegas? You didn't say that about Las Vegas.
I said that, maybe not specifically about Vegas, but I've said it before and it holds true from here henceforth and forevermore.
Can you be on camera? Here's the problem.
No.
Listen. I don't want to be domestic violence. Here's the problem. In my mind, I've been looking forward to this trip. I'm like, we got a free hotel room. We'll be in Vegas. I only have one show on Friday night. We can go to a nice dinner. We can go to a show. We can do all this stuff. It's already planned out in my mind. And then out of nowhere, you don't tell me, hey, Kev, Tam and them ain't going. You know, I really don't want to be the third wheel or be with you guys while you're just performing. So I'm going to stick around. I'm going to just stick here. I hear Tam is going, so Liz says she don't want to go no more. So no. My feeling was, that's what Jay said. And then I asked you were like, yeah.
Oh.
So my feeling was, who cares if she wasn't going? I wanted you to go. I had ideas for what we could do. That's what is ended now, because you don't want to go because somebody else is not going.
I don't want to go because I've done the three of you and that's not fun.
I feel like if you would have texted me or called me and said, hey.
Yeah, but this is what happened. Jay was texting me about, did Kev tell you, actually, no, this is actually how the conversation started. I said, Jay... Well, I'll tell you now because I'm not doing it. I wanted Kayla to come for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was trying to do the party. So I texted Jay and was like, I'm thinking about having a karaoke party for Kev's birthday. Can you come out? He was like, man, I got to make that happen. I need to come. You know, he went through his whole brother in arms thing or whatever. And I was like, yeah. Then we transitioned into, did Kev tell you that I'm coming for... the Stellars, during the Stellars. Like, no, he didn't tell me, but, you know, it's fine, you're always welcome. And I was like, well, is Tammy coming? And he was like, no. So then we went down that path, and I was like, oh, man, Tammy's not coming. And then I text Shari and Sharice, and they were like, no, we really don't think we're coming. And then they were like, well, since we're not coming to that, actually, they had already decided we won't come to the Stellars, we'll come for Kev's birthday. Then as soon as me, like, so while I'm texting Shari and Sharice, Jay texts you. Y'all had that conversation, and then I'm still texting them, and then you text me. Like, it happened that fast. Like, he was texting you, like, immediately. I didn't even have an opportunity to be like, as soon as you text me, it was like, you're not coming. I was like, yeah, I just, like, had that conversation with Jay. Like, it happened that fast.
That makes more sense. I feel like had you been like, hey, Tammy's not coming.
No, while.
I know. Yeah. I'm not saying you could have controlled it. Yeah. I'm just saying. Had it happened like that, I wouldn't... Because what it made me feel like was, you know what? She's not coming, so I don't want to go.
Yeah, and because y'all didn't want to go anyways.
Huh?
Well, I probably shouldn't say that out loud. Because y'all didn't want to go anyways.
I don't know. We didn't. But that would have been more understandable. Because otherwise, it's like you're planning something, you have your vision, and you're like, well, they're not coming, so I don't want to come. What you hear is, I don't want to even be with you there.
Yeah, but that... If it was just... Like, if it wasn't a show for y'all... The three of y'all. And then this is the other thing, though. This is the other thing that plays a role in my... Okay, so let me go back. Had it just been... had it not been a show for the three of y'all and it was just us, I would have gone, obviously. But the other thing is, I'm thinking, okay, you guys have a show. What happens when you guys have a show? We end up sitting in the audience. Y'all have to be in the back. Like, that's not... I'm not even with you. You're doing this, that, and it's awkward. It's always, like, a little weird. It's just weird. It's just... Then you're by yourself because you don't really know anybody. Y'all are on stage the whole time. Like, it's just, it's not fun. It's not fun. And then I was also thinking the weekend before we were just in Chicago. So that means I'm going to have to get another babysitter. You know, I don't really like doing that to the kids. Like, that place. So I'm going to be there. I'm going to be by myself. I really don't want to do that. We're going to have to get another babysitter. I really don't want to leave the kids 2 weekends in a row. I feel like an irresponsible parent doing that. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to stay.
Again, if all of that had come out, it probably would have been a big deal. And honestly, to your credit, when we were there, I was like, there was a point in time when I was like, this is probably why she doesn't like doing this.
Seriously.
I could see that. But at the time,
the only wife, like, if it was them and they came and they're in the audience, at least it's like, I'm with y'all. You know what I mean? Like, right. You can sit in the audience with y'all. But then, like, today, listen. Today, I'm sweating. We're going to have to cut this off because it's long. And we're not really talking about
anything. We're talking about a lot of stuff.
We're not talking about really nothing. But the other thing is
we're working through our problems in our own love hour. And hopefully you guys can learn something.
For real. This is the other thing. Today, you want us so bad to go with you to ADD where you guys are filming. What did we do? I don't even know why you want us
here. I just want you around.
I know, but Kev, that is so... It's almost... I don't want to say it's selfish.
No. Let's be clear about what happened today. I had to take Zay Zay with me to get a haircut.
Right.
So he was going to go with me. And then JoJo was like, can I come too? And I was like, sure.
Yeah, but
then you asked,
right?
Do you want me to go too? And I said, of course. But I didn't say, hey, listen, do you want to come while we shoot? You didn't want to be at home alone.
Yeah. No. I would have. Now I'm mad because I have stuff I still needed to do.
But I told you I would take them and it was fine. You were like, no, I'll come. And then got there and was bored. And mad at me for coming.
No, I wasn't mad at you for coming.
You just said that was borderline selfish to ask you to come.
I mean... Kev, hold on.
You put Nick Jonas in a group text.
See, that's a joke. The point is, you want to use this one example. Because my memory's not that good. I can never decide another one. But you know you do that.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
Get out of here. I wish I could find this text about it. I forgot what I was looking for.
It's so long ago.
Anyway, what was it about?
I don't know. It's too long ago. You're not going to find it.
Dang. I wish I could find it.
So we talked a lot about wandering eyes. We talked about understanding each other's feelings is probably the best way to put it.
Understanding each other's feelings. Men, women, let's not be double standard. I clearly am a... in violation of double standards. I'm looking for it. I'm going to find it.
Find it.
Yes, I can. I'm almost there.
The podcast is over.
I need to find it so I can show you.
This has been the Love Hour with Kevin and Melissa Fredericks.
We ain't helped nobody.
Maybe we did. Miss Kev on Stage on Facebook and Instagram. Kev on Stage on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you have something you want us to talk about on the podcast,
email. Found it.
Dear Kevin Liss.
Found it.
Did you really?
Yep. Hold on. When we get to the top.
I'm so sorry for coughing this much in this podcast. I feel disrespectful. I don't know what's happening. I need some water, but I can't take a break. That's about to read.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Because you were like, I don't need you. I'm going with the girl.
It's all right, hurry up and read it.
It's not the right one.
Okay, then. Thank you guys for tuning in.
It's the one on theirs. I need the one on yours.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Sorry.
See you next week.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.